Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 21st. We start with new developments in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud case in New York and the 2020 election subversion case in Georgia. The New York Attorney General filed judgments, indicating the state is preparing to attempt to seize two of Trump's assets, his golf course and private estate Seven Springs. A judge found Trump, his adult sons, and the Trump Organization liable for fraud, finding that the defendants fraudulently inflated the value of Trump's assets to obtain more favorable loan and insurance rates. Trump has been ordered to pay nearly $500 million in disgorgement, but he's having a hard time securing a bond while he appeals the verdict. He has until Monday to pay or sway an appeals court to allow him to post a smaller amount, or postpone the payment until after the appeal. Separately, Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis will ask the judge in the Georgia election subversion case to set a summer trial date. That's according to three people familiar with her thinking. Willis avoided being disqualified over her romantic relationship with the case's former lead prosecutor Nathan Wade, who resigned last week. But the judge is allowing Trump and his co-defendants to appeal his ruling. Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave a brief on the talks to reach a temporary ceasefire deal in Gaza and release hostages Hamas still holds. He held a joint news conference in Cairo with Egypt's foreign minister.
We've been working, as you know, with Egypt, with Qatar, and with Israel to put a strong proposal on the table. Hamas responded to that. The negotiators continue to work. The gaps are narrowing, and we're continuing to push for an agreement in Doha. There's still difficult work to get there, but I continue to believe it's possible.
Sources say negotiations are set to resume tomorrow. Meanwhile, hundreds of people are believed to be trapped in Gaza's largest hospital, where the Israeli military is continuing its raid. Israel's military says more than 140 people it described as terrorists have been killed in the operation, and more than 600 people arrested. CNN cannot verify these claims. The last of six former Mississippi law enforcement officers have been sentenced for torturing two black men. A federal judge sentenced Joshua Hartfield to 10 years in prison and Brett McAlpin to more than 27 years. The six white men pleaded guilty in August for the January 2023 attack. The victims, Michael Jenkins and Nettie Parker, filed a federal civil rights lawsuit, alleging the former officers illegally came into the home they were in and physically and sexually assaulted them for nearly 2 hours. One of the deputies eventually put a gun in Jenkins' mouth and shot him. Federal prosecutors say some of the officers were part of the self-named Goon Squad because of their willingness to use excessive force and not report it. Nestle is recalling more than 440,000 metallic Starbucks-branded holiday mugs because they can overheat or break when microwaved or filled with extremely hot liquid. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission advises people to stop using the mugs, saying there's been 10 injuries reported, including severe burns and blisters. These Nestle mugs weren't sold in Starbucks stores. Instead, they were sold online or in retail stores like Target from November 2023 to January 2024. Coming up, Reddit goes public. Hey, we're back. Reddit has finally made its debut on the New York Stock Exchange. It's the first social media company to go public in years. Reddit priced its shares at $34 each, which would value the company at around $6 billion. Reddit's been around for nearly 20 years, but has never turned a profit. A successful IPO could help the company invest in key areas for growth, including building out new revenue streams. Reddit is notably giving loyal users a chance to buy IPO shares, which is usually only for institutional investors. That does it for us. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.